This is one of the things that people make a mistake beginning Scientologists and are early on in the pursuit of this spiritual freedom. They think that this attitude is fits everything, goes across all the dynamics, and that's just the way it is, and nothing can change about it. And then you find out that you're avoiding angry. You know, you see, oh, I would never get angry at anybody. No. And I would never holler at someone, or I would never do this, or I would never do that, or I wouldn't violate that agreement, or I wouldn't violate the other agreement. And you find the person pinned down by all of the things that they decided that they wouldn't do. And these things they decided that they wouldn't do, for the most part, are in fairly low tone levels. And if you look at it from the viewpoint of an immortal being that can cause anything, anywhere, anytime, the fact that you will live forever is a pretty low tone attitude. So you scan these things off, you just keep scanning them off, and pretty soon you'll be bored with all this, you know, I can't survive it. Oh, I don't know if I want to go through that chain again. I've already went through it 10 times, and it's just sort of an apathetic sort of thing. I don't know if I want to even go through it again. Well, you go through it again, and you'll start finding, well, you know, that's pretty arresting there. I can't survive it. You know, that's... Look at all the times I decided to myself that I couldn't survive this, or other people told me that I couldn't survive it, or I saw other people telling other people I couldn't survive it, or they couldn't survive it, or you'll never make it out of this one. You know, that's a good attitude. Or right along that, I can't survive it. You know, there's a very low tone sort of thing, you know, somewhere around between apathy and propitiation, something like that. Propitiation is trying to buy off imagined danger from others. Person looks bigger than you, and you come on, well, would you like to have some of my ice cream? You know, now, please don't hurt me. I'll give you my ice cream if you won't hurt me. You find all of these tone levels, all of these attitudes across the entire, I believe they call it the Hubbard chart of human evaluation, or chart of attitude, something like that. It's been a while since I've looked at the handbook for pre-clears. But you have all of these attitudes on every dynamic. Now there's, I think, 12 columns in the chart of attitudes. And we got, there's probably maybe 20 major attitudes on every column. Oh, let's just say there's 10 and there's 20 on each one. That's 200 attitudes. 200 attitudes from the bottom to the top about any one particular thing. And since we're taking the dynamics, we're going to look at 200 attitudes on the first dynamic. We're going to look at 200 attitudes on the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth dynamic. So if we're multiplying 200 attitudes times 8 dynamics, we got about 1,600 attitudes that we're going to scan off. And let's say that you're a pretty fast fellow and you're a pretty fast lass, and it'll take you maybe an hour or 2 hours. Let's say that it'll just take you 2 hours to scan these things off. So you're looking at 1,600 attitudes times 2 hours. Now you can get an idea of how long it might take you to lock scan off just the chart of attitudes across all 8 dynamics. It's a tremendous amount of time. And this is like the 14th or 13th act, something like this. You got all 15 acts to go through. You have just on the lock scanning off the attitudes across the dynamics. I don't know how long it took me. I must have been at it for a year. And I was pretty dedicated. I went at this thing with will. I wanted out of this bank. But the funny thing is, when you finally do scan off all of these attitudes on every dynamic, you become, I won't really call it static, but that's a fairly good description of it. Static. There's no location, no moving, no nothing. You achieve a native state. You're free of postulates. You're free of attitudes from the bottom to the top. And you really become a clear theta clear on a sort of a low harmonic, you become OT. You become infinite cause. These states get into something that you can't even describe in the English language, because language itself is symbolism. You know, you're down into thinking and symbols, and you're already into solid things, and you're way, way, way down the tone scale. Or the creativity scale, or the reality scale, you're quite a ways down. Anytime you get into symbols and thinkings and solids and communication and passing stuff around, this is a far cry. If you're going to erase something, you sit there and you talk to an auditor and you do this and the other thing and you fool around with it for a couple hours or a couple weeks or 200 hours, and you finally get it all erased. Well, you're down into thinking and symbols and communication and these various things, and but you'll spend 200 hours and you finally get it all erased. Well, you could go up higher than that, just postulate, and you say it isn't there. 200 milliseconds. So something, you know, it's a factor of 100 million or something like this. When you get up into being able to just change your mind about things, you find that the whole physical universe, all the dynamics and everything in it, is simply just your own creation. You just decided it was, or somebody else decided it was, and you went into agreement with it. Says, yep, that's true, that's the way it is. And then that's what it was. So this handbook for pre-clears, when you can go through these drills and these little exercises and block scanning off all this stuff, you're just taking the reactive mind apart wholesale. And if you want to sit there and fool around with it for a year or so, you can get tremendous case gain just by looking through this stuff. You can get better and better and better and better. It's difficult to believe how good a person can get, at least at anywhere in the mortal range. The goal here in this immortality course, of course, is not to be a super person plus meat body. The goal of this whole immortality course is that you operate as an immortal being. You live forever, you know you're going to live forever, and that's just about the end of that. You're not concerned with survival at all. Survival could only be about something that exists in matter, energy, space, and time. You could only worry about survival of things that are located in time. If you're not located in time, then of course you survive forever. I mean, forever is over there someplace. It's got nothing to do with me. And the only things that can be destroyed are things that exist in the physical universe. In other words, anything that's located in time, if you have a symbol, if you have a thought, you have emotions, efforts, all of these gross manifestations of the creation of theta, all exist in some time continuum, some universal frame. You could go, philosophers for thousands of years have described it. But even the descriptions are located in the physical universe. They're located in MEST, matter, energy, space, and time. And the Thetan, the static, the immortal being, is not located in any of that stuff. He's got nothing to do with it. His creations are located in it. I very strongly suggest that a person study the factors. I mean, study them. Don't just read them and say, yeah, that's nice. But actually sit there and study those things. What does this mean? What exactly does this mean? The source of life is a static of peculiar and particular qualities. Look up peculiar. Look up particular. Find out what these peculiar and particular qualities are. You study the factors. you take a look over some of this stuff, you find out that the whole physical universe and all the rules in it are all put there because we said that they're going to be there. We go into agreement with them. We have to go into agreement with them to even perceive them. We have to decide that this thing is there. We have to put it there in order to perceive it. This is very much true as you go up these levels, as you progress in the immortality course, as you become more and more OT, as you reach towards higher and higher and greater states of beingness or no beingness. I mean, even beingness itself is an assuming an identity. I am a blah blah, or I will be a Roddy Raw, or the way I feel about this is the other thing, or I'm a railroad conductor, or I'm somebody that is pets dogs on the head, or it's an identity, it's a beingness, it's something that you are going to be in order to do something, in order to get a have, and havingness is being able to reach, touch, own, or occupy. You've got to be able to create space in order to have anything. You have to reach across the space. You have to go over there and communicate with it, to touch it. You got to communicate with the thing to own it. You have to be in it, to occupy it, direct control or direct the disposition of. Reach, touch, own, or occupy. This is havingness. So a beingness is an identity. It's a postulate. It's I'm going to assume this identity. A Thetan has no identity. They are all identities, and they're no identities at the same time. They are only a thought. There is a concept. In the beginning and forever was a decision, and the decision was to be. That's the first factor. You know, in the beginning and forever was a decision, and the decision was to be. And if you're going to be located in the physical universe, if you're going to operate in matter, energy, space, and time, you're going to have to be something, and the way you be something is to decide that you are it. So you can probably tell as I've gone through this lecture that a great many things can occur in running this handbook for preclairs. So you have quite a bit of case gain that is available. It's kind of hard to believe at the bottom of the bridge how far up you can go. It's just not conceivable. It's not in the reality realm of most people how much better they can get. Everybody wants to be OT 1,964,000 or something, but really all it is just a gradient scale of cause, greater and greater and greater cause, less and less effect. It doesn't mean that you're not effect, because even in communication you have cause, distance, and effect. If you're communicating, you're going to be effect. But it's unknowing and unwilling effect is what we're trying to get rid of here. Now, the viewpoint of somebody that has already done the OT course, as myself, is going to perhaps be a little bit out reality to the people that will most likely be doing the handbook for preclears, and that's the very new people. But I think you should get this data from an OT, from somebody that's already been through this path, knows exactly what the reactive mind is, and has taken it apart piece by piece and nut by bolt. These drills, this whole procedure, this immortality course, this operating Thetan course, is a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous thing. Clear alone is worth lifetimes of effort. And the price for immortality is infinite. There's nothing in the entire universe. You could take this whole planet and sell it off, and it wouldn't even make a drop in the bucket to what immortality is worth. So perhaps you will see now that these levels do exist, that this book actually will take you right up through them. Handbook for Preclears, I recommend to anybody. It's not that easy to do because you're actually going in here into the reactive mind and the very dark, unforgotten things that you wished you would have never even seen before, and you're digging up all that stuff and you're going through it again. A lot of people just can't make it on the book alone. They need more auditing. What I try to do is audit people as much as I can and turn them over to the books, give them some way of helping them dig themselves out. If a person is having trouble with a handbook for preclears, one of the first things they should do is find themselves a self-analysis book and do, 100, 200 hours of recalls to free theta up to where they can actually address and handle these materials of the handbook for preclears. Don't think that this is just something that's a little band-aid and a patch that's going to fix up a little this or that or cure a hangnail. Not by a long shot. This is the OT level. This is the immortality course. These are the processes, the very highest processes that were ever developed. Before 1957, before 60, all of the OT data was pretty much all discovered. There was nothing new. And everything after that was just an undercut, getting lower and lower and lower to try to reach further and further and further down. LRH had no idea how far down the bottom was. It's a long ways down. It's a long ways down, and it goes a long, 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 long ways up. As you go through the immortality course, 10 or 15 minutes on an OT level is going to give you as much gain as you did in 500 or 600 hours of your grade auditing. The further you go, the more simple things become, the greater that these early postulates, the greater force and significance these early postulates had. You will eventually realize that the whole entire physical universe can be done and undone with a thought. And that's all we're trying to get anybody to, is the ability to freely create and uncreate that thought, to be knowing and willing cause over thought, form, matter, energy, space, and time, both subjective in their own universe and objective in everyone else's universe. And that's what this immortality course, these OT levels, are all about. The handbook for preclears was the very best of the very best in the early days. And it hasn't got any worse, let me tell you. It was just undercut. So the handbook for preclears is probably the most powerful thing that anyone could do. These 15 acts. These are the OT levels of the 50s. And sooner or later, when everybody finishes up our new OT levels that we have now, and we address and erase the bank and so forth, we're going to wind up going back, and we're going to be doing the materials of the first three ACCs, the early 50s stuff. These are going to be your OT levels from 8 to 25. So, I hope you enjoy this lecture. I hope I've been able to communicate a little bit to you about what the Handbook for Preclears can do. Don't be afraid to try it. It's, any case, better open than left closed. Any auditing is better than no auditing. I've tried to go over what self-auditing is, what solo auditing is, how this Handbook for Preclears works, and give you just a bare bird's eye view of what can be done with it. So if you can't find an auditor, you can't afford an auditor or anything else, you're your best bet. And your best bet is to run self-analysis until you're in good case shape. And then get into the handbook for preclears, do all your study all of the data that you need to know. And you can just sit there with that book alone. In a couple of years, you can take yourself to clear theta clear. You can take yourself to incredible states. And it's all done with one simple little book that you could put in your back pocket and carry off. So the path to immortality does not lie in greater and greater and greater complexity. It lies in greater and greater and greater simplicity. And the ultimate simplicity, of course, is just you, the Thetan, the Spirit, who you really are. And once you find out who you really are once and for all, I guarantee you that nothing in this universe is ever going to bother you again. I hope you've enjoyed this lecture, and I wish you a very pleasant evening. Good night.